Proclamation number 4323 of 6th of June, 1948. Unusual spiritual experience. Reminder. The great spiritual experience should make you think and give you the certainty that I myself take care of you, that I want to win you and that I therefore intervene in your life in an obvious way. You should always bear in mind that you experience something unusual, that you are in direct contact with the kingdom where you seek me if you believe in me, and that you will be taught from there in an unusual way. Furthermore, you should consider that you receive answers to questions which move you, that I myself, your God and Father of Eternity, speak to you, that you therefore have the most valuable thing to offer. To be able to speak with the greatest spirit of infinity and to be granted the grace of an answer by him, and that all this takes place in deepest love for you. You are in such a great experience that you cannot be grateful enough for my love for you have something rare and precious to offer that is denied to your fellow human beings. Appreciate this gift. Remain aware of the great grace, don't take it for granted but often immerse yourselves in the unusual and don't let it become an everyday occurrence. Consider what knowledge has already been imparted to you. Consider what light has been kindled in you, what spiritual wealth you may call your own and with what clarity the deepest problems are solved. Furthermore, consider that no human being could ever impart such knowledge to you and that no human being without study can ever have such extensive knowledge at his disposal as you have gained through the constant instructions from above which my love has offered you. And if you seriously bear this in mind, you must look up to me full of love and reverence. You must be and remain deeply humble and come to me like children in profound gratitude and do everything I ask of you. You can already be blessed on earth that you are in this grace, that my love has chosen you to be co-workers on earth. And therefore you should place yourselves entirely at my disposal and do what I require of you. You should serve me by spreading the pure truth which you receive from me in such an unusual way. You shall endeavor to fulfill my will and diligently cooperate, i.e., take care of the spreading of my word as and where it is possible for you. For again and again I tell you that I need you in the last time before the end. And therefore again and again I will help you and direct your thoughts towards the extraordinary events happening to you. And I will not let up because I don't want to lose you once you have been active for me. I will speak to you again and again until you are aware of the fact that your God and Father, your Creator of Eternity, needs you and therefore comes to you himself in the Word. Until you fully submit yourselves to his will and are active for me because you recognize my love for you and my gift of grace and no longer want to lose it. Amen.